Then I want to thank you for, let's see here, Connie Teague, Lee Ellen Rich and Mayor Rich, Cheryl Millwood, Sharon Hodges, and the fourth grade and fifth grade Sunday school class, C.J. Martin, Calvary Baptist Church, and we appreciate all the kindness that you have given to us and while we were here. And but at my age, pardon me, I'm glad to be anywhere. And it's just good to be here. I'm telling you, I just keep unfolding all of these. But if I didn't call you out, I appreciate it. And I dropped some on the floor, and I'll pick that up later. Sunday school teacher said one time, said, I want you to come next Sunday and illustrate a scripture. Next Sunday came, and she said, anybody bring some of the illustrated scripture? And said, yeah, I have. And he said, okay, what is it? And came in, and he had something in his hand. And the other one came in, he had something in his hand. And and so on. And I forgot the joke. Hallelujah. Let's read the Word of God. That is the joke of the day. Amen. Job chapter 23. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. But here's the verse I want you to get. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I want to preach this morning on where do you find God. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for all the good choir singing we had. I want to thank you for the these dear folks in the quartet and their kindness and magnifying you. But for a few moments, will you give me the honor of Holy Spirit preaching to these dear people the word of God that you laid up on my heart. And I pray this jubilee will be the one, oh God, that will change the lives of everyone. We're running out of days, but we just need something fresh from heaven to come down upon this place and somehow let us see people saved and people committing themselves to serve you and to live for you faithfully and dedicate ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want to thank you for, again, the privilege. But may we just magnify you now for a few moments. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Where do you find God? God is all-powerful. God is all-knowing. I'm talking about he's everywhere. And hearing the word of God, he said, I am. Talking about Moses, I am that sent thee. He didn't say, I hope to be. I'd like to be, I'm going to be, but he said, I am. God Almighty is everywhere. So where do you find him in the precious word of God? First of all, you find him with Adam in the Garden of Eden. I was reading again yesterday about Adam out there, and he said, Adam, where art thou? You'll find the Lord out there in the Garden of Eden. I tell you something else, you'll find the Lord walking with Enoch for 300 years. Enoch was not a Baptist. I mean, Baptists can't live for God a week at a time. But for 300 years, hallelujah, the Lord walk with him. I tell you, he's a beautiful type of the rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ. One day, after 300 years, he was not. They could not find him. I've often wondered about the rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ. I like to be in church when the rapture came. I was preaching some weeks ago, and I said, I'd like to be in the pulpit on a Sunday night and catch all these Baptists that ain't there. And I said, and not only that, right in the middle of the sermon, the preacher disappears. And I said, the chairman of the deacon said, where did that preacher go? I want you to know, I believe that if it came on a Sunday, there'd be a lot of church people that still down here. They just had a little feel good and didn't change. I tell you, once you know Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord, your whole life will change. If you know him, not only by that, but you'll find him on Noah's Ark. And God says, come thou into the ark. That means the Lord was already in there and that he would be with him. Not only that, you'll find him with Lot down in and begging him to get out and showing him to get out of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. You'll find him wrestling with Jacob at Bethel. You'll find him with Joshua as he was outnumbered. You'll find him feeding 5,000. I've often thought about that great miracle, 5,000, but it's kept on breaking and breaking and breaking. I'm glad my God can do anything, but 5,000 people. And you'll find, listen to this, God became a little baby. This, I mean, to me, I'm without the aid of a man in the womb of a Mary. I'm just saying the Lord Jesus Christ, he was born in the city of Bethlehem. That's where you'll find him. Not only that, you'll find him with John on the Isle of Patmos. My son Tommy went to the place of Patmos. He went down on that island. It's nothing but an island. He said, Daddy, there's a cave over there. But it was there God revealed himself to on the Isle of Patmos. And not only that, I'm glad he's here today. Some people go to church and say, did you get anything? Well, we had pretty good service. I want to tell you something. You don't gauge by what you feel. The Lord Jesus Christ is always in the house of God. He's always in a Bible-believing church. Every time you go to the house of God, he's here. Sometimes he manifests himself in a mighty way. And sometimes you go, but he'll always be here in Calvary Baptist Church. Every time you meet together in his name, you don't go by goosebumps and, oh, I know it's good. I got goosebumps. I just took a drink of water and got goosebumps. I'm telling you, the Lord is here. Thank God he's always. Just think about it. When you come into the house of the Lord, he's already here. You don't have to work him up and everything else. The Lord, if you come in prayed up yourself, you know he's here. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen right there? I'm just saying the Lord is here. Not only that, you'll find him paying the sin debt at Calvary. I've never gotten over the fact that Jesus died for me. Hey, he that knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God himself. He took your sins. He took my sins at Calvary. Many years ago, I went to Israel, and I was standing up there on the mountain where they said Jesus died. Now, there's a skull there. I read this where that skull, remember David, they said, this is history, that David cut the head off of that giant, and that's where his head was buried. Would that be the case? I don't know. All I know, I was up there, and I literally wept. I literally cried. I looked over the city of Jerusalem, and in those days it would echo. And the Lord Jesus Christ up there one day died for me. He died for you. And I don't understand you having to beg people to go to church. I don't understand why people are not more dedicated to him. It was for you that he died on the cross of Calvary. He's the one that suffered for pain and agony because he loved you and me. Greater love hath no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. I'm glad he laid. Oh, he! Don't you understand what I'm saying? Can I look at you like you're looking at me? I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, he died for you. Why would you have to beg? I've heard people say, Lord, do you still love me? I wonder if God still loves me. I want to tell you something. He loves you when you're up. He loves you when you're down. He loves you when things are going good, and he loves you when things are going bad. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. Don't ever forget that. And I'll tell you something else. Again, when you come to the house of God, sometimes the glories, I mean, it just fills the house. And sometimes he just hears, if sometimes he speaks in a still, small voice. One of the greatest services I ever had down at Temple Baptist in Chattanooga. One day, God was so real. If anybody said amen, it would have been out of place. I mean, if anybody shouted, it would have been out of place. But the glory of God just came down in that place. I mean, he's here now. Forget about dinner time. Worship God while you're here. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll shout myself. Hallelujah. Right here in the Word of God. He's here at Calvary. And I looked out there, and I mean, I imagine in my mind, Father, forgive him, for they know what they do. Have you ever thought about the old, dirty, vile sins upon the sinless Lamb of God? The dirty, I'm just talking about. Let me show you something. Several years ago, I was up in North Carolina. Went down to see this man. This pastor said, there's a young couple. There's four young couples, and they're unmarried, but they're living in this house. And said, will you go down there with me? I said, sure. Mother and that girl had gotten away from God, and so we got down there and knocked on the door. It was raining, kind of misting rain. They let us in. We begged. I'm talking about we begged. We cried, but they would not get saved. But we had prayer with them. And when we left, now listen to this. When we left, and I said to that preacher, I said, I just smell dirt. I just feel dirty. I just feel dirty. I said, let me go back to the motel and take a shower. I just felt dirty. And I just thought about the Lord when he died for me on the cross of Calvary. Thought about how he felt. All that, but he knew no sin. But he took your sin and my sin. We have jubilees to lift ourselves up to God. We have meetings to get ourselves motivated to do what the Lord has left us to do. Dr. Adrian Rogers said some years ago, he said 97.6 of Christian people never ever win a soul to Christ. I thought, wow, we talk about how good he is and what he's done for us. Why don't you share it with the Lord Jesus? Why don't you share Jesus Christ? I may have given this to you since I've been coming down here, but I was at the at Cracker Barrel in North Carolina, and this precious black lady was taking us over to eat to the table. And I said, ma'am, are you a Christian? She stopped and looked at me. And she said, I'm in a fog, F-O-G, full of God. I want to tell you, you ought to get in the fog today, amen? I'm going to, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about God Almighty. Hey, notice this, he paid your sin debt there at Calvary. Oh, he was marred. He was mocked. I'm talking about they mocked him. But I think about that song, Blessed Redeemer. Blessed Redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ. I thought about the old rugged cross where he died again for your sin and for my sin. Hey, the cross marked him. And I'm glad, thank God. Hey, I tell you something else. He's in, are you listening? I'm glad he's in the praise of his people. Now I know I said minutes ago, and he likes for you to praise him. I never did like for people to get up in a testimony meeting and tell about a hard time they've been having. I always wanted to punch them in the nose in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, in your hard times, it's a good time. In hard times, in the low times, and in the lowest times, me and Miss Joy was when our son went to be with the Lord. But I tell you, in that time, he's never been sweeter. He's never been sweeter. And hallelujah, what I'm trying to say, in your low points, he's still there. By the way, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So talk to him. He lives right there. Somebody said, I don't know how to pray. Just talk to him. Just talk to him. When you get on the phone, you just talk. Talk to the Lord. Hey, everybody. I'm talking about he lives in you. He lives in you. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to tell you this, but I've got a lot of speeding tickets praying. I'm talking about going down the road. Next thing you know, I'm doing 85. Next thing you know, a blue light. I was coming out of North Carolina several years ago, and I was pastoring at that time, and I was trying to get home at night and get to, had a lot of stuff going on Sunday, and boy, next thing I know, here's a blue light, and he pulled me over, and he gave me a ticket, and then I said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "Yes, I am." And we got talked a few minutes, and I said, "Well, I got to go, but I got to come back to here next week." So I come by the same spot the next week, and I was praying, and here come another blue light. But then I found out it had a cruise control. I'm just saying, you can talk to him wherever you go. I'm talking about he can talk to you. "Jesus, I love you. I love you. Thank you for saving me." And just tell him, I mean, listen, tell him what you asked for. Tell him what you're asking for. Let him then talk to you and speak to your heart. I'm telling you, I've never heard his audible voice, but I've heard that little small, still small voice. "Jesus loves me." First little song I ever remember when I was growing up, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad Jesus, hallelujah. They mocked him. He mocked him. But now let me give you two more things. Number one, number three, it is in the praise of his people. "I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times." Let me tell you about Brother Mays Jackson. Years ago, down in Anniston, Alabama, Sherman Harper Church, who's in heaven too, and Brother Mays looked ashen color. And I said, "Brother Mays," he never said he felt bad or anything. He said, "How you doing?" And he said, "Well, had to preach in a chair at the rally service yesterday, and on Friday rather." And he said, I'm okay. And I got home and I told Joe, I said, "Honey, he looked ashen color. I mean, he did, you know." So he helped me 2 weeks later. And he walked to the side door, pardon me, of Temple Baptist Church. And the lady sitting by Joy, who had 100 in choir, sitting by Joy, said, "He's bleeding inside." And Joy said, "How you know?" She said, "I've seen two of them." She's a nurse. On Wednesday, Brother Mays passed out at the motel. Blood count had gotten down to 5. I walked over there to the hospital, gave permission to go back there and see him. And he just looked ashy. I mean, just, you just thought he was dead. And this nurse said, "We lost him twice. We lost him twice." I mean, they hadn't blood going as much as they could. Getting built back up. I remember I called his wife, "Dot." Well, he's always, if a male was short, he'd say, "Now shout now, Dot." You know, coming in for his radio broadcast and all. "Shout now, Dot." And so I remember I called Dot. They put him in a room, and I called her. I said, "Dot," told her about Brother Mays. And she said, "T.D., I'm right now in the middle of a mail out, and I can come tomorrow." I said, "You can't do anything if he's here." But I said, "Let me tell you something." I said, "When you get here tomorrow," I said, "Won't you tell Mays, shout now?" So she got in, and I took her up there. She talked a little bit. And old Brother Mays was kind of elevated and had his arms up like this on that mattress and needles everywhere. And she said, "Shout now, Mays." And old Brother Mays, "You can shout." You know, y'all with me? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Jesus. Glory. He's in the praises of his people. "But thou holy, art holy, thou that inhabits the praise of his people." He lives. Brothers, I think sometimes God says, "Do you really love me?" We don't talk about him. We don't manifest him. But this is his house. Somebody run for me, will you? I'm just saying, thank God. Hey, Lord Jesus Christ, there's something there When you sing, Alan, sing about Jesus. When you share your testimony, share it about Jesus. Glory. When you shout, hey, I was brought up in the old days. I'm talking about, I'm 87. I checked out, Miss Joy checked out at the doctor. We go twice a year, that way he can give us a physical. She checked out like a 60-year-old woman. I checked out like a 62-year-old man. But they didn't say anything about this up here. I'm just saying, I owe everything. When you praise the Lord, in preparing the message, I thought about down in Alabama where I was raised, out there in the country, they wore their bonnets and so on and so forth, but I've seen them come down the aisle with the hanky and shouting and praising God. And I'm going to tell you something. I came out of Oklahoma years ago, Signal Mountain. The ladies had a Wednesday night prayer, Wednesday, East Wednesday, they met and prayed. And I remember one time, I'm talking about, man, it wasn't long. They got to shouting and praising God. One lady, I mean, man, Mrs. Camp, and she said, I was still praying, and she got to shouting. I said, what are you praying for? Why are you shouting? What's God done for you? Her husband's name was Dempsey. And said, God said he's going to save Dempsey. You know what Dempsey did? I'm talking about he got, he never was lost and didn't want them to go to church. And he'd come to church and park behind the car, keep her the last one there. And then they lived about a mile down the road, had a picket fence around the house and sitting up on this small hill. And she'd have to get out and move that stuff to get in. So she got home one day, and he said, you're not going to drive the car anymore to church. Said, I'm going to get all of you in the house, and I'm going to set the house on fire. And she said, that's okay. Said, you'll be the only one that goes to hell. But wasn't long that man was that too hard, got born again. Pray! Get a hold of God! I'm just talking about he's in the praise and he's in the prayers when you pray. Let God, hey, have you know somebody's lost? Would you raise a hand? Are you witnessing to them? Have you been to see them? Have you know somebody's dropped out of church? Raise your hand. They're not going anywhere. Have you went to see them and tell them that Jesus did? Don't ever fuss on them. Tell them Jesus loves them. It's about Jesus Christ. But don't, hey, you might be the only one that's able to reach that person you raise your hand for. Don't stand at the judgment of God because you did not. And what they say, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me how to be saved? You know, being saved is very simple. I mean, not a long drawn out. Down in Alabama one time, this guy was Clyde Scott. Clyde Scott was a town drunk. I mean, he, and everything. I mean, he did a lot of work, a different kind of work and everything. And they say, oh, you won't ever get him saved. One day, me and another man would have got his house. And old Clyde, listen, we got down and prayed. He wasn't down there a minute. And he said, I'm saved. I thought, Lord, that's too easy. But the thief on the cross said, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. Today! The Seventh-day Adventists say that don't mean today, but my Bible means today. Today's today. But I'm glad it did. Not only that, do you find him in the praise of his people, but you'll find him somewhere in the shadows. Let's talk about Abraham. Abraham and his son. He said, we're going yonder and worship. We go up there and worship. Got up there, and he had his son all tied up and everything. He said, where is the lamb? He said, the Lord will provide himself with a lamb. Started to come down. And the angel of the Lord said, it's a ram caught over here. And he said his horns were in the thorns. The reason it was, if there had been a nick anywhere, it wouldn't have been the right one. But he said, God will provide himself with a lamb. Not only that, you'll find him with Daniel in a lion's den. Liberals, people have said, well, the reason that those lions did not eat him because they didn't have any teeth. I thought, wow, they must have gummed them to death. You'll find him in all these places. You'll find him in a fiery furnace. You may be going through a fiery trial, but you'll find, oh, by the way, there wasn't three, there was four. What I'm trying to say, he's always with you. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask you, raise your hand for the lost, to come and stand in the gap for that person. Or to those of you who know folks out, and I want you to come here and call their name and ask God. God wants to do something. I just feel like God really wants to do something this year in the Jubilee. Not that it hasn't down through the years. It's always been great. But God Almighty, here today, you'll find him in the life. Galatians 2:20. Now listen to this. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's here. Talk to him. Whisper to him. Tell him that you love him. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Our love is not with our lips, it's by our action as to whether we love God or not. So, we prove our love for him by doing what he said. Have you had children? And I've heard parents say, well, they won't obey me, they won't listen to me. Well, how about God's children? He's got the commands in the Bible. And he's told us what to do. And he said, if you love me, this is what you're going to do. Not with your lips, but by your action. You know why churches are closing on Sunday nights? Because of cold Christians. Think you don't have to go all the time. I've never seen anybody, never, really get on fire for God that you didn't see them back on Sunday nights as well. After he said, I hope he comes on a Sunday night. I don't know your need today, but God does. Let's have a jubilee that will, you can walk out and say, we've never seen it like this before. Had a lot of great meetings, Pastor. Had a lot of great meetings. I'm going to do something. We're going to stand here. Will you stand with me, please? And I want you, Pastor, I want you to come, if you don't mind, here. And I want you to finish the invitation. But then, at the same time, she comes and plays for me, please. And
Catherine.
And Catherine. Well, let's bow our heads for a moment. Catherine pled just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Thy blood was shed for me. Thank God. Thank God. Thy blood shed for me. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Pastor.
Where do you find God? Sounds a bit to me like finding seems to indicate a little bit of looking. Looking means we realize that something is missing.